Hi, thank you for calling customer support. You're speaking with Diana. How may I help you?
Yes, Diana. My name is Richard Portland. How are you today?
I'm great. What about yourself?
I'm fine, thank you. Yesterday I called and by error I ordered I was took a survey and I received a pair of earbuds. I did not notice the fine print that if I didn't return them in 14 days, I would be charged the full price, which is $59.95. And after a long discussion with one of your associates, I was said that I would get instructions on how to return the item for credit on my email address. I was given a cancellation number, but I never received the email. So could you check my account? It's Richard Portland, 1029 Chapel Hill Drive,
I'm just
Victor,
gonna need your zip code.
14564.
All right, Mr. Richard, and can you verify the address for me, please?
1029 Chapel Hill Drive, Victor, New York, 14564.
All right, and yes, it says here on the 6th, you signed up for a free 14-day trial of wireless mini pods, and it says you paid a payment of shipping and handling for $6.95, and you said she was gonna. I don't want to get the information wrong, so how may I help you today?
I was given a cancellation number to return those pods for full credit.
Oh.
And I was going to get the return information on my email address, rsportland@juno.com. But I have not received any information from Best Choice.
And you said what information were you supposed to receive?
The information to the address to which I should return the pods.
Oh, she didn't give you an address?
No. Do you have the address for a return?
Well, it says here she did, and she issued you an RMA.
I did not receive the email.
So you did not send out that product yet?
I did not because I haven't. I need to get the address to return it. I have it all package ready to go. I just need the address.
All right. Well, the address is 11551.
11511.
No, 11551.
11551. Okay.
E as an elephant.
Yep.
44th Avenue.
44th Avenue.
Unit C as in cat.
Unit C.
Denver, Colorado.
Denver.
802.
802. 39. Okay.
All right. Well, that is the return address, and that is where you ship the product, and you put the RMA number that she issued you on the outside of the package along with the order ID.
What is the, now I got a, the only thing I have is a cancellation number.
She issued you an RMA also.
Well, I did not get that. I didn't, all I was given was the cancellation number, and I said the other information would be in the email, I didn't receive one. So what is the RMA? Please?
Did you look in your spam of your email?
Yes,
did you look in all portions? Well, the RMA is D as in dog, B as in boy,
D-B.
Another B as in boy, 537.
DBB 537.
F as in frog, B as in boy.
I'm sorry, F as in fog?
Yes, B as in boy.
B, okay.
D as in dog, 5, B as in boy. And another B as in boy.
D, B, B, 537, F, B, D, 5, B, B.
Uh-huh.
And then you said there was one other item.
You put your RMA number on the outside along with the order ID. Do you have that?
No, I don't have the order ID.
All right, that is C as in cat. 4-4, F as in frog, 1, E as in elephant, 1-5.
I'm sorry. It's C, 4-4, F as in fog,
1, E as in elephant, 1-5, 4-4. C as in cat.
That's C, 4-4, F, 1, E, 1-5-4-4, C.
Uh-huh.
Thank you very much. You've answered my questions. I appreciate your help. You have a great day.
All right, you too. And thank you for calling customer support.
Thank you. Bye-bye.